This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Stars in My Eyes, written by Michelle Norwood, illustrated by Ashton Smith, and inspired by Hunter Norwood, founder of A Little Something Extra Ice Cream. And now, here's Cora White.
Stars in my eyes. I have stars in my eyes since the day I was born. My parents noticed stars in my eyes. Mom says she gazed into my eyes for hours looking at the stars and wondering why they were there. But deep down, my mom always knew. The doctor told my mom the stars are called Bushfield spots and are one of the common characteristics of Down syndrome. My mom says I have stars in my eyes to remind the world that I have hopes and dreams. She says the stars are common in the eyes of people with Down syndrome because we were made to shine just like the stars in the sky. When I was a toddler, I wanted to walk. I had to try harder and work longer than other toddlers, but the stars in my eyes reminded my family that the day would come when I would walk. And the day did come, and we celebrated, and I have never slowed down. When I was a little boy, I wanted to play sports. Even though things did not come as easy for me as other children, the stars in my eyes reminded my community to keep helping me reach my dream. With extra help from my family, coaches, and teammates, I have been able to hit home runs, score points in basketball, and even run a touchdown. The stars in my eyes keep showing the world that I am a big deal. When I was a teenager, I told my parents I wanted to have a job someday. Every night, my mom looked into the stars in my eyes and told me I could be anything I wanted to be. These stars in my eyes are great reminders of that. One day, my parents helped me start my own business, an ice cream truck business. Now I get to go places every day selling ice cream and making people smile. My friends help me work in the ice cream truck. They have stars in their eyes too. When we work together, we shine like a constellation. We travel around in the ice cream truck, reminding the world that we have stars in our eyes for a reason. We have potential. We have a purpose. To hear the rest of Stars in My Eyes, order your copy on Amazon.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Stars in My Eyes is written by Michelle Norwood, illustrated by Ashton Smith, and inspired by Hunter Norwood, founder of A Little Something Extra Ice Cream. We appreciate that edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune into Cora's Corner every Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on The Mark White Show. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. On Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can tune in to The Mark White Show on Rocket City Broadcasting's 98.1 The Beat. If you're not in the area, you can stream it around the world at 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. these are my kind of people.